There are roughly 200 educational institutions across the country that offer college classes inside prisons, and there's a debate about whether they make a difference. Prisons measure the success of these programs according to whether an inmate relapses into crime after being released. Illinois Newsroom's Lee Gaines reports.
Johnny Page grew up in Chicago, and he joined a gang when he was about Johnny Page grew up in Chicago, and he joined a gang when he was about 11 years old. He started selling drugs, he was arrested, he was shot, and then his life took a turn for the worse.
And so a guy was killed. I got called responsible for it. I can tell you flat out, I had nothing to do with it.
The state of Illinois disagreed. At 18 years old, Page was sentenced to more than two decades in prison. That was in 1992. It wasn't until 2009 that Page heard about a new college in prison program, the Education Justice Project. It brings University of Illinois classes to the Danville Correctional Center in East Central Illinois. That's an all-male, medium-security prison with about 1,700 inmates. Page enrolled.
Honestly, I just wanted as much information as I could possibly have, because I felt like I was sitting in a cell because it was information I didn't have. It was some gaps.
Since 2009, more than 220 incarcerated people have taken U of I classes through the program. 10 years in, and EJP, the Education Justice Project, is at an existential turning point.
We need a way to measure our success.
That's Rebecca Ginsburg. She directs EJP.
I'm saying that because many of the people who are saying we have a way to measure our success are, in my opinion, wrongheaded. And that way is typically through measuring recidivism of students who have completed the program.
EJP got a grant to figure out how to evaluate the program beyond recidivism rates. The program hired Nicole Robinson to do that. She says it's hard to get prison staff and policymakers to care about measures that aren't about whether students return to prison.
What I anticipate to be hard, and what already feels hard, is that this work could be perceived as completely irrelevant.
The data aren't reliable, but EJP says the recidivism rate for its students is only about 5%. And there's a study from the RAND Corporation that found that people who participate in prison education programs are 43% less likely to return to prison. But that study bothers Mary Gould.
It requires programs to say, here are our recidivism statistics, because it put in the minds of everyone in the public and policymakers and researchers and folks in the DOC that really the outcome is recidivism.
Gould is the interim director of the Alliance for Higher Education in Prison. That's a group that advocates for the expansion of higher ed in prisons nationwide.
So we're just leaving the vault and we're going to walk down to the visitor center.
I recently traveled with Gould to a prison in Bon Terre, Missouri. She directs a college and prison program there. The visitors' room is where everyone gathers for events.
It's a very pretty stark, bright white environment.
Inside, there's about 55 men in prison uniforms sitting in rows. Everyone's here to talk about philosophy with professors from all around the country, including one from Harvard.
And so when we talk about the allegory in a cave, that's really synonymous with, you know, this prison system.
Gould says participating in an event like this isn't going to determine whether someone comes back to prison.
But is this part of that long and enduring process of gaining something that will eventually contribute to the health, the well-being, the success of the individual? Absolutely.
Ginsburg, like Gould, says recidivism data don't reveal much about what happens to people when they leave prison.
They don't capture people who are homeless. They don't capture people who have been estranged from their family. They don't capture people who are depressed or suicidal.
They don't capture people like Page. I met up with Page at his home in Blue Island. It's a red brick two-flat in a suburb south of Chicago. Page was released from prison in 2014. He works at a nonprofit that aims to stop violence by helping young people heal from traumatic experiences.
You can't measure how many people's lives I've saved, right? Because if my goal is to stop retaliatory violence, how do you measure that?
But that is what EJP is trying to measure. I repeatedly asked to visit EJP students inside the Danville prison. The Illinois Department of Corrections denied my requests. The department also turned down requests to discuss the value of EJP. Johnny Page, the EJP alum, is concerned about the program's future.
I've worried about it from the day it started because I understood what it was. It's disruptive.
Page says the program encourages students to think critically and to question everything. He says that's not what the prison system wants from its population. It's a lot of work to keep a college and prison program alive, and Page, Ginsburg, and others say figuring out what that investment of time and money actually does for incarcerated students, beyond whether they return to prison, will hopefully ensure that programs like the Education Justice Project continue to exist. For Here and Now, I'm Lee Gaines.